Pelosi's majority crumbles, Democrats continue to announce retirements, seek higher office. By Jacob Bliss on August 11, 2021. The walls are caving in around House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA, hopes of keeping the wafer-thin majority as her Democrats continue to announce retirement or seek higher office, leaving their vulnerable seats instead of fighting a tough re-election. In March, Representative Philemon Vella, DTX, and Representative Ann Kirkpatrick, Diaz, were the first two Democrats to announce that they will not run for re-election and retire. Both Democrats' districts are in border states, which have both been hammered by the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, and other Republican groups due to the surges in border crossings. In April, Representative Sherry Bustos, DEIL, a former Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, chairwoman and one of Pelosi's top lieutenants, announced she would not seek re-election. Bustos narrowly won her seat in 2020, while former President Donald Trump won her district in 2016 and 2020. Illinois is also losing a congressional seat after the census. Another blow to Pelosi's majority in April was Representative Tim Ryan, DO, who announced his bid for the U.S. Senate to replace retiring Republican Senator Rod Portman, RO. The failed 2020 presidential hopeful believes he has a better shot at the Senate in Ohio, a state that has been turning more Republican in recent years, than running for re-election in his current seat. His district has also reportedly been turning more Republican. In May, Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, announced he was leaving Pelosi's majority behind to run for governor in the Sunshine State. Crist was the governor of Florida from 2007 to 2011. Notably, Crist used to be a Republican and switched his party affiliation during his tenure as governor. Leaving his seat behind, Crist will be running against incumbent Governor Ron DeSantis, R. In June, Representative Val Demings, DFL, announced she would run in the Democrat Senate primary in Florida. She hopes to win the primary and eventually challenge Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, in the 2022 midterm election. However, the Democrat has been radicalized and has gone as far as to say she wants to end the filibuster. Her seat will become one of the highly competitive seats in a possible Republican pickup. August also brought a major blow to Pelosi, as Representative Connor Lamb, DPA, announced he is leaving his seat. Lamb, a Democrat who the party spent millions on getting elected, announced his U.S. Senate bid to replace retiring Republican Senator Pat Toomey, PA. Lamb seeks to build up the Senate's slim majority to enact more of Biden's radical far-left agenda and nuke the filibuster. In August, scandal-ridden Wisconsin Democrat Representative Ron Kind also announced he would be retiring. Out of all the members retiring thus far, Kind has been one of the most sought-after seats in the country. His retirement comes after months of bad press about a seedy massage parlor he has collected tens of thousands of dollars from in rent and knowingly advertises on illicit sites. With the news of all the retirements and Democrats seeking higher office, there have even been reports showing Pelosi herself contemplating leaving elected office. Sometime in the not-so-distant future, probably after next year's midterm elections, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will announce that she's stepping down, The Atlantic wrote.